Paul Duff and Willie Snipes are going on the mission of places like the Zabek and the Vitovenham. So why does it take to be in that too? Dove zet Yama al Sulchan Echad. So he said it's because because it says the three make one shulchan. You need to have three. Because a shulchan echad, he said, doesn't mean one shulchan literally. But I feel akhla a shnei shulchan is ein chiluk rak hashem mitzta'afim yachad. As long as they eat in one room and so on, doesn't make a difference how many tables. So the fact that they're together, it becomes one shulchan. The Torah calls it one shulchan. Kigurim davaze mashem itstar fal shulchan echot, she nechshak ilo ochul mishulchan gavoya vadei. The fact that they are eating one shulchan, that's a sin of shulchan gavoya. Kigurim li shulchan gavoya echot, kishem shem zbeach hoya echot. Leikan beizim zbeach zekim zbeach echot lekele echot. I want to explain in a kuda. The opinion of the shulchan is something which is a makar of parnasa. Like it says, samach al shulchan aviv means the person is getting his mezainis from his father. The smichas to the shulchan is ki'ilu the makar of the practical parnas of the person. When people are samach al shulchan echad, it means they're all being yainik dechiyus from the same makar. So anything that's called shulchan gavaya, mi shulchan gavaya kazachu, means that they're getting straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it has to be shulchan echad. Just like the mizbeach is echad, because the mizbeach, it was a two-way street. The Mizbeach was a place where we brought things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia to us. The famous Chazal about the Prince Gemara, where the Bilga was banged her things, a spilga on the Mizbeach. She said, Lucas, at Mosat the Mechalim Amoinen, so Yisrael, she saw the Mizbeach as pressing Klai Yisrael's behemoth. The truth is the opposite. The Mizbeach is what's Mashbiya Parnasa Klai Yisrael. The Kohanim are the first people, they eat Mishulchan Gavaya, and all of Klai Yisrael, even more, the first way eats from Mishulchan Gavaya. But Al Kohanim, that's called the Mizbeach is one, and therefore Shulchan is the one. Veinika Shulchan Echad El Rakai De Shloisha. Kishnayim Mechulakim Veimispel Zeh Ma'achet Klal. So this is the insight that he says in a lot of places, and he says it. He also explains it. Let's go through it very briefly. Every number has numbers having themselves different traits. They represent different things. So the first level is one. One number is one. It's indivisible, and so on. Two is so like when it says in the Torah the first day in the Bria was not called the first day, but it was called Yom Echad. Since there was no Hischalkus, it's a day of Echad. That's what it is. That's what it's called. That is Mitzvah. And the second day was the number two is a Hischalkus. It's a period that has no Ichud really. So you have, when I say there are two sides to the issue, I mean there are two sides to the issue. They don't come together. The two always represents the diversity, the machlekes, and the shnius is that which is the hefech of achdus. So the mucker of any ribuy lies in two. So he says, when I say there are two sides, I mean That's it. There's no resolution. When one becomes two, it stays a rabbi. Well, if Tikach like Timtzum Mispah Gamma Shemriva Kamishnaim, even though there are numbers that are more than two, but something that represents diversity is the number two specifically, the Memor Ribui. So every other number doesn't have a Memor Ribui in itself, Shalosh Arba Chamesh Shesh and so on, but a Shnayim is the Ribui itself, it is Rabim. The Memor Ribui, Miat Rabim Shnayim. The Sheresh of two is the beginning of Ribui. Interesting, the word Ribui itself, the word Rav, has in itself raises two, you know, 200s, and Beis is 200s. So the each one of these is a few, is hundreds. To the double two, the chen yavu mila shnayim bememori. V'yesh lachol ha'avin oit bechachma echshayim ibrivu leisachdu u'shloi sheyesh lem isachdus ki'ilayim davarechot. Then there's a third darga, which is a darga of shalosh, which provides an ichud of the ribuyim. The tuchal lahavim b'tzura kasher taniach shnei kavim zeitel ze ein ze nira keechot klal bavush leis achta kavim k'moy ze. Two lines, unless they're the same line, can never have a chibur. They cross each other. They don't cross each other. They don't hare inkan gavu echot. Akasher taniach shloisha kavim k'moy ze, the triangle, hare akavim emis achtim b'dozik echot. So when you have another line, the two become one. Well, the fikach b'shnayim ein tziruf, but like a mishleisha, ki mispa zeish tziruf. So you couldn't have a tziruf of two people, adrava, you have a tziruf is with three. He refers later a bit back to it, but I want to refer back now to the, Shnayim Shiyashvei Benem de Beteira. In the Chiddush of Shnayim that has Benem de Beteira is in the Hisnagdus of two people being Osuk, the Benem produces a third Beteira. Here it says, Shlosh all of the Beteira. Before it says, Ba'in Benem de Beteira, meaning as follows. The maila of the two is two people never agree fully. It's always with a little bit of different knage. So I say it like this. You say, no, this can't be because of this. And I say, you're right, we said this, and you're not right, we said that, and so on. So what comes out in the middle is something that we'll call is a different title. Mi beinehem. Mi nochu minoi. It comes out in Yindet's Emes. But here we're talking about when you have three people, then they be etzim are chabura, they be etzim are echad, and that should have the retirer. They should be saying the retirer. It's very different than the nothing we've been named the retirer. I want to refer back. He said, "V'yesh chol ha'avin oid b'chachmech shneimim ribui v'leis achdu shleish v'yesh lehem is achdus kinda v'echad." There are klal when he says there are chachma b'chachma. Not just referring to Kabbalah. Here he seems to refer to something kind of just life, so on. I want to explain another facet. To maybe what he means, the stages of the world, the stages of how the world came into being, really mirrors this nekuda. The description of the stages of Bria Zaylam, Ayyadei Kadmanenu, the Balei Chachmas Pnim, was that Kashbron created a world of Nifroim. Those Nifroim were very intense. then there was a state of breaking apart where things split apart, and the distinction in the Bria became prominent, and therefore you saw the Ribui, meaning that they couldn't be together. And then there was a Mahalach of Tikkun that brought it together. Let's take it in a simpler version. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, fell on Elohim. It was kind of, there was one entity, so to speak, one mold. Adam was Chayte Vehema, Bikshu Chesbein Ezravim. And Vehema because it became as a wife. But when Adam tried to pull away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it said Ve'isim Kelokim, means there will be two entities, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a splitting apart and a mahala of Piluk and so on. And then there was coming back together again, for the Tikkun Losad Lovli, by Hashem Echad, Shmoy Echad, and so on and so forth. But it took it to mahala in general. There's the mahala of everything starts with one. It breaks apart because of Chet, because of the Yitzhar, whatever it is. And then there's a Tikkun, the Tikkun is bridged together again. Then he says another one, he gives a second nice that has the Shnayim and Sholosh, and those are Ketzavos, the extremes of Elimida, and then there's something in the middle. If you take a look at Moshe and the Rambam, when he speaks about the Midas, and he says the extreme, it's not selfishness and giving, it's Pizur, Achilles, in other words, reckless giving and stinginess, and then the stucker as the mutter benihim. There is the Indian of doing of things reaching a certain things getting to a certain point of extremes needing a midpoint to resolve it, which is true of all the midas. He gives a muscle of shachan lovin as a, and having a color in the middle to resolve it. What he means by the color in the middle to resolve it is, I mean, he takes red, which I guess was close to the old understanding of the different, of the way in which things are mined. But first, for instance, gray would be a good example. Gray is a color that utilizes both the black and the white to get a certain effect. So the reason why we have the type of shulchan that can describe the shulchan gavua is the shulchan we have three people sitting around it, so there's three. And again, shulchan always represents parnasa, and eating most specifically is the ongoing hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is created, so he seems to do fine on his own. The place where you see a constant need for infusion of something is food. So that becomes kind of a chibur, a marker of showing a person's dependency on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So as far as eating Shulchan Gavoya is only Shaykh Echot, we're not talking about people sitting and learning. There's no fear of having a short term, there's no central liquid. It's different opinion. And like we said before, the two people arguing, we name and name, we get the damage. But here, I mean, it's been a lot of people, a lot of barmanic, which is the demo, yes, the Hebrew. We just call it that. Here's another Nakuda. Ki avdi amelechim, ve ilu melech shu echot. The metzias of our description vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Avdi HaMelech has two punim to it. It has, let's give an example, in the army. So every single soldier carries two elements. The one is with the other soldiers, in the fact that they're all soldiers, and the uniqueness of this person being a gunner, and this person being a navigator, and this person being a spy, whatever it is. So Vayishko does ke'ad le'melachim rabim, ve'him le'melach shu echad. And they all belong to a melech who's one. Ve'lefika roshka davazet davke v'sushloisha. Ki shosha shem chimu b'yachad. Ki chein roi le'melachim rabim, shem ischavim b'nyu le'echad. So the in the metzias of an army reflecting both diversity and sameness. So if you have one soldier, that's not really a soldier because all you see is a one-to-one relationship. You have the king, then you have the shliach. That's not an army. It's not a vodim. On the other hand, if you have many of them, but you don't see reflected through them, the oneness of the Bria, then once again you have the problem of having diverse things and so on. So he says, Yechon Avnon Shem Rabin Shishon Erev, Shemel Hashem Avodim Lo Yu Echot. V'dov Ezeh Ba'atim Asher Shleishach Hayom Nezamein, V'dav Hashem Anu, Kishleisha Yeshlehem Siruf Biyachat, which is well the Maila. Usudosan he min Hashem is Baruch Hashem finest on Ephraim. Ulekach, the Tzura is Shleisha, and that's why you have a Chiv of Zimun. Kishleisha Yeshem Siruf Biyachat, which is well the Maila. Usudosan min Hashem is Baruch Hashem finest on Ephraim. Ukach Hashleisha Yeshem Chiv Lezamin, Lima Nivarech. So it's interesting, he throws in another knich over here that that's why three of the chayim berachot hazima, because they have a tzirus biyachat, also Hashem yisparach, and he says ulgach shlesh yesh lehem chibo lezamin leim anekarech. I want a little bit to talk about this. What's the nekuda of Birchas HaZimun? I mean, it seems to us hakdama for hakdama. It's like people don't realize that Rabbi Samuel Bench is actually a later piece, the Yishuv later, what you do have is the Baruch Elikeinu and Baruch Elikeinu, the Baruch and Baruch. So it seems really superfluous. I mean, you're making a Baruch, you're benching. Great. Now, what more? Another Hini Mochonu Zuman, another Hini Mochonu Zuman, for the Hini Mochonu Zuman. It's like, it seems like an endless series of Hachonis. So the words like this. A person eats and he's Savea. So, there's no Mitzidoi, there's not an Inyan of a Bracha. Mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Abaisai, you eat, bench. You take Svea, you pass through Svea, bench. In a Tzibur, Mitzad Atzmum, that they're Avdei Hashem, and so on, then that is automatically, then for them comes a desire to bench. In other words, they trigger the Chiyuv Berachas HaMazon, rather than someone falling on each person individually, on the Chiyuv Beraisa. They are mezameh, and they say, Rabbi Sai, let us bench the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means there is it's coming to Dom, so to speak. So the Tzura of the Nivroim, let's give a marshal to it. When I eat by somebody, I'm a guest, I'm eating as a guest. I earned it, if I'm a worker, and this is, I get lunch. But there's no way of telling from my eating by somebody, maybe I'm a friend of his. There's no really certificate from it to say that I owe something for the meal. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the person giving me the meal owes me. When you have a group, let's say a chas or something, the fact that the group itself tells you that this is a chas, and now there's a chiyuv klapi, whoever provided it, to pay for it. The nivroim are seen as nivroim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the herd when shleisha shachu b'yachad. So it's ki'ilu the makd in the bracha. They're ones that say, you know, the need and the rut of the bench comes from us, and that makes it into a higher dagger. That's the inner Berachas HaTzimun. So that's why the three people, they said Berachas HaTzimun, because it's be'etzem shulchan gavaya. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, listen, remember who it is that gave it to you. It has a tzura shulchan gavaya, and it's better to it seems. There's a tzura in Kodesh of a shulchan with lechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shilu lo nikra mizbeach shulchan, yef shalom kishosh of a shulchan echad, kilo ochum a shulchan eshol makar. Demayim shulchan eshol makar mekam. Shulchan eshol makar mizbeach hu shazoyfchum alav, amazing alav. Aval atar shenikra, you know, the loshem mizbeach is a tzerach, mizbeach means the place of slaughtering. Aval atar shenikra mizbeach shulchan lashem alechem shalav, and even though it doesn't mean there was no lechem on the mizbeach proper, but it means it's called lechem al kav kaviyahu. Gam kin ashol chol of sus adam hu shulchan eshol makim kasha aymer molad divay tayre. The nesha kil achum shulchan eshol makim in a tamar sheis bayim. Ubedavdei tzarech raya klok in divay seichel. In other words, the raya wasn't that it becomes, you know, that the people create that matzah. The right was that there is such a thing in the world. There's a shulchan, that's called shulchan gavaya, and the nail is something that has that surah, has such a lachat. The lokeh, the losha shulchan clock up in Maila, like don't lame a kilo ochum shulchan shul market. While there may be raikim and stephnik a shulchan. And the kinesach shulchan, the respar, who shuvan emmi svar, shenechsha kilo ochum shulchan gavaya, kushar shul Maila. I want to add a knage to that which he speaks about Shulchan Shel Makom and so on. He says, let's see another piece. For eight, he loved Labdeinu Baki, Shulchan Shel Nechshel Kaki, Shulchan Shel Makom, Lomakar Mizbeach Shulchan. But God said, Zem is Nechshel Fnei Hashem. Elumah Kishulchan Odom Gamki Nechshel Kma Shulchan HaMakom. Levada Davidek Shoyimu Lodevitera, Bezeh Yadina Misfarak Uvad, So you don't need the pasuk for that, and therefore there's not going to be a raya from the pasuk to this nekuda. Well, I want to add a point to what he's saying here to clarify something. Let's give a mashal. A shulchan, let's say I'm a bal tzedakah, and I neem come to the door, I give them donations. An ani is hungry. I have a separate table with all sorts of food on it, and I hold on to eat. I have a special room, a special table set aside for me at the common debate. That is not a, that's not a shulchan. It's klapa de balabayas, it's not his. So a person who eats on the Anian table is getting stuck. It's a makar anase, it's better, easy, you know, the food is quicker, it's easier, fine. But at the end of the day, it's not, that's not called my shulchan. If I invite you as a guest, and we're together drawing your chiyus from a common table, that's the sheet of us. So anytime people, the reason why a table is such a gedolei gimmick or sabria is because we became mishutif in a very important activity of ours, in achil and shtia. We're eating from the same table. A marshal, like it says in Chazal, mipiv das esfuna, that the child wants to ask for the food in the mouth of the other person. In Hilda's Nidis, you see that one of the kirov, one of the terms of kirov, is eating from a common plate or drinking from a common cup. And those are forms of, in the Shita, the form of a chibur of ruach to ruach. Any kind you mischaber in terms of yeshayrish and yemakar of chiyus, even on the more physical level, that's on a physical level, a strong tour of chibur and kirov. On a deeper level, so when people are yoinik, mi yitenecha gachli yoinik mishtei imi, that when you're yoinik from the same breast, that's a certain type of achva. People that learn in the same yeshiva have a certain kinship because they were yoinik, achias, a very important achias. Two people that were on the same flight is not a big, there's no kirvadas. Two people that have to eat in the same restaurant, but they weren't invited together, not eating at the same table, there's no cure of that. It could be the same table, but it's a cheap cafeteria where they have a long table and everybody sits at his place. No real cure of, you know, this is some polite thing, but not, there's no cure. When I say let us eat together, there's a pa'ula of unique together, and that provides the chibur. The mizbeach is unique in the fact that it has a chilek of, it has a shem shulchan klapa mala, and a shem shulchan klapa the kohanim and Yisrael. So mishulchan gavoya kazochu means that we're all eating at the same table, gavoyahu. That's the extraordinary oimek of that nekuda. And that's why it's a very, very, it's a very powerful chibur. And that creates a matzev where the desire for bracha comes from us. It doesn't have to be imposed, but we say to each other, you know, Kesh Baruch Hu Mevtech. That's the Kuchen of the Yeah.